You know, when we bicker about things, and I'm not trivializing anybody's life because to each his own, but sometimes we hear stories and we look and see what's happening in other people's lives, and it sort of pales and, you know, makes our life sort of like seem like, you know, we're complaining, but there's always someone out there who's going through something greater than we are at the moment. And I hopefully that we'll bear that in mind. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
I am well, and you? Happy New Year.
Fine, and all the best for the year.
Good.
Everyone is. Now, I was asleep, and I opened my eyes to hear a tirade. And the last two callers, he was on and on and on about Miss Motley, that he did...
Ma'am, could you give me 1 second? I just have an urgent little message here because the person's asking me to read it because it only happened an hour ago. My name is Rosalind Bradshaw. My son is Raquan Taylor. His wallet was lost between Queen's Park and Bridge Road, St. Michael, just over an hour ago. It contains his SIM, his ID, and some other things. Please contact 261-5922. Or his grandmother, 624-3413. Less than an hour. Little boy walking between Queen's Park and Bridge Road, St. Michael, just over an hour ago. He's lost his wallet. Number to call, 261-5922, 624-3413. Has his ID card. Person is saying he just celebrated his 17th birthday on the 31st. And he went to get a new card for his phone and a gift, et cetera, for his parent, from his parents it was. So they're hoping that someone sees it and please return it. Thank you. Ma'am, go ahead.
Yes, Diane. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard this last two callers. He's been going on. Yeah, eventually he was decent to Miss Motley. But he said that not the IMF telling us to send home people, which the Miss Molly or her government had to do, and all the things and the hardships at Christmas and all of those other kind of things. But I cannot imagine. This is not only another year, it's the beginning of another decade. 10 years is a decade?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. And we are still, not we, there will still be people out there going on and on and on about Miss Motley and the DLP and this and that and the other. And they seem to not have this level of intelligence or retaining things. Because in the last the Democratic Labour Party government, one of the promises that they made to the people, no one is going home because jobs is number one. And come September, I've said this before, we have been traditionally used to September being the time when we start the Christmas preparations. And in September, 3,000 people, they said, that would have been going home, had to go home. So it's about time we stop this foolishness and saying the IMF said to do this. The IMF didn't say to send home anybody, but still the government found that they had to send home 3,000 people. This is about time that we go on. We're not going to forget what happened. We can't change what has happened, but we can change our thinking.
And that's what we need to do. That's
we need to change our thinking.
We need to change our way we think.
And when you are going to complain about this was done, try to remember. It isn't so hard to forget. Try to remember that the same thing happened with the previous administration. No one liked it. I didn't like it. I don't have any children, any little children. I've got grandchildren. But in the meantime, I didn't feel it as much as the other people would feel it, but I felt it for other people because it had to be done. And it has been done before. So let's forget this main thing about all this unemployment that this government caused because they jumped right into the IMF. And it seems as though we were drowning, so it's rather you still go on. You know, you're drowning.
Mm-hmm. But let me reiterate again, as I said, when people speak, everybody somehow, some people, not everybody, because some people hear one thing and that's their interpretation. Others hear what they want to hear. Others hear the same thing I heard, but go out different interpretation. of the whole thing. It's human nature, and this is why communication and keeping things simple and keep repeating is important, because here we are sitting down, and I know what I heard from the Prime Minister regarding the fact that things were going to be rough. I also heard that they were on the mend somewhat, not out of the woods, but people can expect some projects and certain things, because I understand tonight she'll be speaking about the 7-year plan. And I would like to think that within that plan, we have capital works projects that would then make sure that people are employed. It is rough, yes. Will we ever be to wherever we want in life? That's up to each person, because if you depend on, it's like, okay, I have you, a person bought their home, it ain't painted yet, so they go like, when my house is painted, then I'm going to be happy. And then all of a sudden they realize the garage ain't on. When my garage is built, I can be happy. Then I realize, you know what, I ain't got a car. When I get a car, I can be happy. And it just goes on and on and on. We need to be happy as best as we can. I'm not telling you that some people's circumstances, you can't smile through it, it's rough. But if we can actually sit down and go like, okay, I don't have all the things I need, and this is what I need to do. Government can do X, but I can do Y. And come together then and see how best we can create opportunity, employment, a peace of mind, better health. If every day we are going to complain and complain and complain, I don't mind the complaints. I believe that you need to air your concerns. But it's not so much about what happens to you, it's what you can do about it. If there's something you can do. If the government is not doing their job, they are going to find out in 3 years, because it's almost 2 years, and another 3 years will be election. They'll do the same thing they did to the Democrat Labour Party that they will do to this party if they don't do their job. So,
but Joanne,
you have a choice.
One thing before I go. Mm-hmm. When we are going to be complaining, try to make some comparisons. Because, no, Ms. Motley told us, yes, we are in for some hard times. We were left made to believe that the ship was floating and we had everything going good and we were going off to someplace in the, you know, and it's like, I don't even know what I'm saying myself, but it's stupid. This is 20, this is another decade.
But I'm saying with the Democratic, okay, thanks. But with the Democratic Labour Party, all I'm saying, because I don't sit here and nor will I say that everything the Democratic Labour Party did was bad, because I don't believe that. But I think that when people say this is what they did and they don't come out and explain anything, defend anything, it's where people then will carry their own narrative and then jump to the same conclusion. So there's a difference with the communication with this government and the previous administration. That's a fact. There's the reserves that the government came and found, and you can't lie about those statistics. You got the central bank there producing the reports. If it was low, it was low. And if the Democratic Labour Party had come back into office, they too would have had to put some serious measures. It might have been better. It might have been worse. I don't know. But the main point is, and I think that everybody should note, and I'm hoping that they would, if you stabilize the dollar, and you have, then you can only go up from here. And I'm hoping that the social issues, which is what Ms. Motley and her administration know, they have to work on, is to make sure now that all Barbadians know they get the breakfast. No, give them brunch. Okay? Even if you ain't giving them lunch, give them brunch.
You know, Joanne, there's a saying, house becomes home. We need to realize that this is our house, and we've got to try to make it into a home.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you very, very much,
so much
for your contribution. And on that note, again, we got a responsibility to ourselves. The government, yes, has to play their part, but we have to play ours too. It just cannot be only on a government. It can't be. It shouldn't be. Everybody needs to play their part. And I hope the sooner we understand that, the better we will be moving forward. This is Down to Brass Tacks. It's 1:26. You're on the air. You need to turn off your radio. And I can hear your radio. Good afternoon. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there was three callers before this one here. Mm-hmm. The gentleman who called and said that the minister isn't doing nothing, that it's only Miss Marley.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do you think that is true for a prime minister like Miss Marley?
If the ministers are not doing anything?
Yes, that are not working.
Well, I think that there are some ministers that are more visible than others, and certainly that may create the impression that they're not.
I do not believe that.
No, listen to what I'm saying before you rush on to say.
I'm not rushing.
I'm just saying that publicity, promotion, communication, just because you communicate don't mean that you're working either. But the point is that one may believe that some ministers are doing more than others only simply because they hear more from other ministers than they do others. But that doesn't mean that they're not working.
The gentleman said the ministers are not doing anything.
But that's his opinion. Bring yours.
But you know I'm the prime minister, though. Are you on her?
I think we all know the prime minister.
Mm-hmm. If you know the prime minister about this, you would tell that fella that he's wrong. Because no minister is going to sit down on my Prime Minister, Mayor Motley. No minister is going to sit down on her and she can just take it and smile. You wouldn't know. And I think, Miss Ma'am, you don't let people come in and stop these things in your ear and in your mind.
Why should I stop someone from having an opinion if the person said they don't feel wrong?
Tell him.
But listen, I just explained to you.
I know, Miss Motley.
No. Could you? Well, fine. I'm just saying, sir. Understood. I understand. What I'm saying is, you asked me a question. If I feel that he was correct, I'm saying he's entitled to his opinion.
But you can't tell a fella if you feel that he's wrong.
But listen, I can't tell you if he is right either, because he is entitled to his opinion.
I heard some y'all on the radio who is moderators. Telling people when they're wrong.
All right, let me explain something. If somebody looked at me and said to me that the Prime Minister did not say that bus fare is 350, I could say you're wrong. That's the fact. The thing is what he was saying. It was just his opinion. He felt that other ministers were not doing something. And if that's his opinion, he can't have an opinion on the wrong. Listen, if the facts are not right, the opinion can be right. So I'm saying that in the absence of facts, I can't tell you here that all 26 ministers that I hear from every day, and I know what they do every day.
If either one, those ministers are doing anything wrong, Mrs. Marley would come out and tell them straight.
Okay.
I know the lady. I know the lady, so don't let anybody come in and put
I understand.
That man, like, he's a... mileage from Miss Motley, don't try to make other people shame.
No, but I understand you. You see how I know I respect your opinion.
No,
I'm saying I respect your opinion. You're saying, listen, don't come and say this because this is what it is. And
Miss Motley is an intelligent woman. I know a minister is going to play the fool with her.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying to you that you have your opinion. And we respect that.
So you're still on this opinion. When something is wrong, whether it's opinion or not, it's wrong.
No, it makes no sense debating. We won't debate. We will agree to with you on your end. I can agree with him on his end that you both are entitled to your opinions.
If the same thing was happening with the DLP, you know, I believe people would come and say, oh, okay, It got me right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see the whole thing about politics. I think that right now.
Miss Motley shame and the minister shame that the minister is doing that in Barbados. So how will you get this upgrade and all kind of thing?
You see, no, there you go. Them. So you're bringing your facts, which is fine. Which I'm saying, you need to, which is good. You're countering what he says, and we're listening. That's all I'm saying is that at the end of the day, I am not going to sit down here and tell him that he's wrong or you are wrong.
Listen, Miss Head, right?
Hague. But yes, we do
have. You have to break. I know you have sense. And I know that you know what is facts from what is facts. And if you ain't know that he is trying to make the minister shame, and making the minister shame, he can make Ms. Motley, because I know Ms. Motley would not allow a minister not to be doing anything. Mm-hmm. And still there.
And you just brought your that's proof. Point, and you just brought your proof as to why he was doing it, because point. You're saying that Ms. Motley, if she knew if this was happening, it wouldn't be happening on her
she's
watch.
She's intelligent. Mm-hmm. She's intelligent. Now he come in there with that nonsense. I ain't know who he making shame. Say the truth. No. Between me and you. I want these people to stop coming in and trying to fool people.
But you can't stop a man's opinion, though, okay? That's
that
all I'm trying to say to you.
Man talking.
Well,
every day, this is not the first day I hear you talking about.
All right, we got to take a break. Producer right, Sarah looking at me.
Much.
Thank you so much. Okay. Welcome back. A WhatsApp message here from a lady by the name of Cynthia. She said, I want to thank the driver and conductor of B36 for helping me. And when I got out, the driver asked me if he could go closer to the sidewalk. And she told him yes, because she has a problem with her legs and his steps are too high. But they were very helpful, and she wanted to say thank you. So we always get this negative about the drivers and conductors. So the driver and conductor on B36, a big thank you from Cynthia. She had problems with her legs, and you went closer to the sidewalk so that she can get out safely, and we want to thank you too. This is Down to Brass Tacks, 137. You're on the air.
Joya.
Yes.
I want to wish you a prosperous and happy new year, and yours.
Same to you. To you and yours.
Now, it seems to me as though our Prime Minister, Mia Moore-Marty, has taken up residence in Glen Marie's Head. The same way Nancy Pelosi took up residence in Donald Trump's Head. I would like Glen Marie to ease off the government, though, and tell us why, when he was the minister responsible for the civil service, why he didn't do something so that people working in the government can get paid monthly or weekly, as opposed to having to wait 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, even up to 8 months on him before they get paid. Why he didn't do something about that? I know he come talking about the reverse tax credit. The last regime cut the tax credit in half. This government reinstated it. He should talk with the reinstatement and not doubt that the people, I don't talk about the people not getting it as yet. They will get it. The point is that it was reinstated and the government is doing good things for the people of this country. So it seems as though Mayor Molly has taken up residence in his head, because whenever we kind of call him program, he always got something, well, I won't want to say negative, but not the nicest of things to say about the government. And he got to get away from that and get with it, man. Get with it. And stay the course with the government, as they would say. Mm-hmm. The other thing, Diana, I want to say is this. I hear the Attorney General saying that they're bringing scanners for the port, which is a good thing. But I want to tell the Attorney General, they need to get some Coast Guard boats to tighten up our shoreline, because our shoreline is very, very porous. And I can say that with 110% authority, because I used to work in the system, and I can tell you. Let me give you two single examples, Diane. Two examples. I was a signalman at the port, and one morning, about 5:30, a yacht called me seeking permission to enter the port. And I asked them what was their ETA. And you know what the captain of the yacht told me? We were here from 11 o'clock last night. And we now take up our anchor and head into the port. So I ask him, where you drop your anchor? He said, in Carlisle Bay. I said, okay, please proceed to the port. So I told him, you know what, when you came last night, you should have come straight to the port. And then if you wanted to go back to Carlisle Bay, once you were cleared by local authorities, then you could have gone back to Carlisle Bay. And the man said, no, they stopped on their way in from Europe. They draw anchor close to the shores. Beard, dress, I went sure. I had a good party. I had a good time at a party up on the on the beach there by that popular place there, the boatyard. They came back to the yacht about 4 o'clock in the morning and then looked to get into the port. That is what we're talking about, Joanne. That is a very dangerous, dangerous thing. And I was trying to get them to get... I was trying for the authorities to charge them, but apparently I left work at 6. I don't know what happened after that. And another time, I was at work and somebody called me and told me there about 4 o'clock in the morning, they can see some Africans. They can see some people walking on the beach. I bought no bring them in and drop them off, four of them, and they were walking on the beach. When I called the authorities, there were 4 Africans that a yacht came in, dropped them off on the beach, and then started to sail away from Barbados.
The authorities told you that there were Africans?
They were found to be Africans after discussions with them. The authorities discussed with them. And then the yacht, I called the Coast Guard, and I gave the Coast Guard a description of the yacht because it was given a description of the yacht. I tell the Coast Guard, go and bring them back here to the port, man. And the Coast Guard going to bring them back to the port. So the point I'm really trying to make, Joanne, I think I'm going to go further into that, but the point I'm trying to make is that if these are the kind of things that can happen, then who's to say that guns can be coming to this country the same way, not only through the Bridgetown port? And they need to listen, they need to revisit that conversation that David Simmons had about how guns are coming through the Caribbean, from Venezuela to Trinidad, and then through the Caribbean. They need to revisit that and see if they could take up, if they could glean or gather anything out of that discussion that he had. You remember when he said something like that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it wasn't very long ago, Joanne.
No, but I don't. You guys have to understand something, and when people make comments. Moderators don't hear every piece of news and every article and every last thing that's going on. And if we don't know, we'll read about it. And if we don't know, maybe we'll rely on the people to tell us when they call and the experts.
Anyway, go ahead. Let me close by saying this.
Mm-hmm.
In as much as I like the idea of these cameras in the port,
mm-hmm.
I also want to tell the Attorney General that they need to tighten up the shoreline in this country. Otherwise, all these cameras in the port is going to be useless. They need to tighten up the shorelines.
With the Coast Guard.
Pardon?
With the Coast Guard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get some Coast Guard boats. Let me tell you something, Joanne. You could get one of those big Coast Guard boats, the Rudyard Lewis or one of them. You could put that as a floating station in Calais Bay, especially during the yacht season, and got a Boston Whaler around it or tight to it that they could make quick maneuvers. I use that like a floating station, and you could do the same thing in other parts of the island, maybe in Oysteins or wherever else you need to do it. But you need more Coast Guard boats, and you need Coast Guard boats that can come closer into the shoreline.
Okay. Anyway, Joanne. Thank you so much, and I wish you all the best for the new year. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon. 1:44. Down to Brass Tacks. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Joanne.
Good afternoon.
Let me wish you all the best for the year.
And you. And to you as well.
Thank you very much. Now, I will be as short as I possibly can because no time is limited. I heard a caller earlier, and his comments were almost about the Prime Minister. And he keeps saying the government should apologize. The Prime Minister promised this. The Prime Minister said that. The Prime Minister said whatever else. But I want to say to this caller, that is one thing that he did not say or that he did not tell the people of this country. And that is that the former administration, up to now we are still waiting an apology from them for the way that they have wrecked the economy of Barbados. That is what he should be calling on the former administration to do, and that is to apologize to the country. Now, and he's complaining about the many problems that we are being faced with at the present moment. I can tell you that myself, speaking for myself now, I am going through a lot of pain. I am suffering because of lots of things that had to happen. And I am one of the persons who are prepared to stay the course. Because I know this is the only way that Barbados will get back on an even keel. it must come with pain, and I prepare to take some of the pain because of what the damage that the Democratic Labour Party has done to this country. I am faced with a garbage bill, and I think sometimes when I think about it, I think it's exorbitant. Now, as people in this country are faced with increased bus fares, and I know it's painful to a lot of these people, but again, it is all because of the bad mismanagement of the Democratic Labour Party, and the people of Barbados are now going through all this suffering and pain because of the Democratic Labour Party. And he must understand that. I thank you, Joyanne.
Thank you so much for your contribution. All the best for the year, and I hope it brings everything that your heart desires. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air, 146.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Mohammed Nasser.
Nasser, how are you? Happy New Year.
I'm good. How are you? So you and yours, so how the wonderful children and the family.
Well, everybody's good. I want to describe Christmas in a way where I said, at one point when my girls were opening gifts, if I could stop the hands of time and just keep that moment forever, I would have. So I really, really, really had a good time. Very grateful.
Very good. Keep taking good care of your children, and that moment will last forever and ever.
Unfortunately, one of them had to go back to England the very next day, so it was a little bit heartbreaking, but... all is well.
All that is in development.
Yes.
First, let me wish, I did this right here, but let me wish the entire Barbados community of all races, all types, a very successful year. And I hope that we will learn to work together. The rich will understand that they must take some pressure off of the poor. The poor must understand that they must be more productive. The tourist sector must understand that they must make sure that the contributors in manufacturing and agriculture in Barbados get most of the work that they're buying for the hotels and so. And I hope by the end of the year that we will have a fantastic country where I will not have to say some of the things that I would say if it don't happen. But this is what I want to talk to you about first. I hear a lot of talk today, and I'm concerned about this here. I want Barbados people to understand that this is a political system with now 3, 4, 6, or 8 political parties. And I want them to understand that every party is entitled to attack the next party. What we, the defenders of the Barbados Labour Party, must understand, that we must be prepared to defend the party. But we should not be asking them not to attack. That is their right. If we were in opposition, we would be attacking them too. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, even though we're in government and they do things that don't make sense, they will be attacked. So I do not want to hear Barbados Labour Party supporters pleading and begging opposition parties, supporters, not to give a chance. We don't need no chance. We have a country to run. Prime Minister Barbados, Mayor Moore Morley, she has the ability. She surely has my support. But at the same time, they all must understand that we must be able to freely express our views if we want to.
And Nasser, could you agree, though, that at the end of the day, too, the public actually would be the opposition in a sense? Not that I'm not acknowledging the leader of the opposition, but because you have an opposition that would be less in numbers this time around, there's only one person, you have to allow Barbadians to speak in a respectful way. If they don't like something, and they voted for a person, even if they didn't vote for them, they have a right to express their views. Some may have an agenda. We know that. And some people have genuine cases that they want answers to, and they need help, and they need to express that.
I hope you agree. That's what I just said.
Yeah. I went along with you to say that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to go a little further. Mm-hmm. This garbage trucks, I have a little say on what is happening to them now. One of the best engineers that Barbados ever produced, Michael Power, also is the main man really doing a lot of the work on the trucks now. I want to say this here, that nothing at all was wrong with those trucks when they came to Barbados. Nothing. The only thing that they did not do is to put a third seat inside the trucks. But that was where Stroscap come from. If somebody didn't tell them they want 3 seats, 4 seats inside the truck, they would build the truck to the standard they have.
So do you know the width of the trucks in comparison to the fire truck and the light and power truck? Isn't that what they say?
There's no real significant difference in size nor height of the truck.
Okay.
I also want to say to Biden and to this country, all of our people, stop fooling ourselves that a left-hand truck matters on the road. It don't. Partly all the trucks in Barbados that these big companies are using are left-hand trucks. And because of the height of the truck, you can see over partly everything unless another truck your size is in front of you. So if a truck your size is in front of you, the driver behind just going to hold back and wait. But cars and so cannot affect.
All trucks got blind spots due to that height and
that
thing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But I want to go a little further too. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was called to look at these trucks to assist with the retrofitting. I said that where the steps are for the collectors outside, they are in the right position. So one collector jump up on the truck and said, no, we custom to be behind. So I said to him, you realize that if you're behind this truck and a vehicle get away, you're done. If you're at the side, you have more protection. No, we want them behind, all right. Mm-hmm. Thank God we didn't lose two collectors yesterday or the day before.
Sorry, tell me again which side the side steps were, the left or the right?
Both sides.
All right, but do you...
The side steps are both sides.
Yeah. But you're going to look at it two ways, though, NASA, because if it is that they're accustomed to the back, if you have a left or right stand, and the trucks are, you know, the roads are small, you got to be careful that the man don't get raked off, or, you know...
No, but the man body... This is what I'm saying. So let me explain. The man body is never outside the truck.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the truck is wider than where he's standing up.
Okay.
So if somebody come up and rake the whole side of the truck, they won't touch the man.
They won't touch the man. Okay, I got you.
Be serious. Mm-hmm. I understand the position in this country. I do not play games. I do not bow down to nobody, that includes Mayor Amor Motley. I do not submit to nobody. If I write, I don't care who the body is. But when it comes to principle, a human being must be prepared to defend right. And I am saying that those trucks with the drivers outside of the truck, on the side of the truck, instead of the back of the truck, are better. First thing, when they're at the back of the truck, they are looking into the garbage, but the machine will come down and shut it. But they're looking at exactly where the garbage, and they can't see anything behind them. When they're at the side of the truck, at least they can look back and see what is happening.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned,
But they stopped, they were more comfortable with it at the back, though, right?
No, I understand. They're not. That's what they're trained to do. So therefore, I suppose what you're trained to do, you'll feel more comfortable with.
Mm-hmm,
but anything that don't mean you can't change.
Mm-hmm.
People come up with ideas that are better than the ones you have.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings must never believe that the only thing that right is the one that they believe in. And that is why we have all these problems in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to say something else. Don't let us fool ourselves. We know that this country is under some economic stress. We know that. And we don't have to apologize for that, because we also know that it was really inherited. But you know something? Every government
inherits something.
Good or bad.
Correct.
On the circumstance of the time. So the Prime Minister of Barbados do not have to apologize for the condition she finds the country in. All she has to do is to make sure that she were to take it out of that condition. When she leave it, that it is a much better condition. Mm-hmm. So it don't make sense telling me that Bolt can run faster than me, but if 8 people rest, at least let me come 7. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So if I come 7, I beat one man. So when I leave, I can say I ran stubborn and they raised the ball.
I think the callers were mentioning, not for the Prime Minister to apologize, I think they were referring to some ministers. If some things didn't happen or come to fruition in the way that they said, you know, you just come back and you say, look, this happened and we're sorry, but it can happen on this particular day. And no one should argue with that. Don't mind, people can still find something to say, but that's just human nature.
But they're entitled to. Any government that is in office in a democracy, whatever democracy means, because democracy don't have any relevance to common sense. And all leaders are dictators. So what I'm saying, though, is that all leaders in a democracy, whatever that, must rule based on their understanding and the support of their cabinet. But one of the things I find with politicians in this country is that too many of them believe that once they get into parliament that they are bright. There are average people who people vote for them, bright. They're not bright than nobody else. The brightest brains in Barbados don't run for parliament.
So actually, they stay away from politics, period.
No, that's the truth.
Yes, they do. But Nasser, I want to wrap up because there's one more call. We do have two, and I want to get back in some. I want to get in one more person before we go. That's okay? Want to wish you all the best for 2020. Dr. Brastax, 156.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yes, this is my first time calling.
Oh, welcome.
I'm calling. First, let me say Happy New Year to all the Starbucks. You will be first.
Same to you on behalf of everybody.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And
you got much
time.
Happy,
but I want to say Happy New Year to also the Prime Minister, Mr. Motley.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I want people to leave Mr. Motley alone. Okay? I don't like what they're doing to Mr. Motley. She knows what she's doing. It's almost a year now that she in party now, and she's in power. And I want people to leave her alone. She knows what she's doing. I just want people to leave Miss Marley alone. She's doing a good job.
Okay.
And she knows what she's doing.
Okay. Well, okay. I believe that Miss Marley certainly can protect herself somewhat and defend herself when need be. And she does so, like all of the previous leaders, if they need be. But when you are in this game called politics, you are subjected to all types of criticism. We're just hopeful it is constructive criticism, but we know how that goes. Various parties go up against each other, and they differ on policies and so on and so forth. And people can't agree with everything you do. If they do, then something is wrong. So to get a little pushback sometimes, making mistakes, by the way, is the norm for some things. That's the only way you learn, the only way you grow, the only way you get stronger. I want to thank Michelle Brathett, our producer today. Thank you very much to the callers and all the listeners. I want to wish you all the best for 2020. And remember, the year is not going to bring you anything that you don't bring to it. So hopefully you bring positive things to the new year. Everything that you want, take the steps towards the progress and productivity that you want to see in your life and for your family and by extension for the country. I'm Joanne Haig. Until God bless.